So what do you think of the term independent woman as it relates to now, current times? What does that mean?
I think it's relative. I think the term is relative, and I think that there are degrees of independence.
Okay.
You have the kind of independent woman who has a career, who may make six figures, or she may make $70,000 a year, but she's independent. She has her own home. She has her own car. She's not married. She's single. She may be a single mother, and she's doing it on her own. But that doesn't mean that the success or her status she did on her own. I mean, because her parents could have put her through college.
Right.
You know, but I just think there are different degrees of independence. So that's one level of independence. But then there's a woman who may be on welfare.
Right.
But she may be the mother of three children, and there isn't a father present in her life. And even though she's relying on the government for assistance, but she may have three students who are honor roll students, and she may be taking care of life the best that she knows how. You know what I mean? So
right.
I think it's relative. I don't think that there's just one particular definition for the word independent. And I think that's true of anything. Even one of the podcasts before we spoke, we talked about deception, and I remember saying that there are levels of deception.
Mm-hmm.
There are degrees of deception. So I think the same is true with independence, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that doesn't mean that there couldn't be a woman who's married who can't be independent. It's just it just looks differently.
Right.
She may be independent in other ways. I mean, clearly she's not paying the mortgage on her own because she's in a home with a husband. You know what I mean? And probably they're paying it together. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't have a life independent of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She could travel on her own with her girlfriends. You know, there could be, you know what I mean? So it's just different degrees of it.
Do you think that with a film and a book like Act Like a Woman, Think Like, or Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, that in some ways women in general, and specifically black women, are under attack in some ways? And I asked this because it was a couple of things. I was listening to a podcast that I listen to pretty frequently called The Black Guy Who Tips, and they were referencing a comic strip that supposedly Kevin Hart put up, even though Kevin Hart later said that it had nothing to do with him, that was showing black women in a light where they were either man-bashing. When it comes to their relationships with men, they can be really negative and man-bashing. That's one. And then two, I got into a conversation with a friend of mine about the reason why black men and black women seem to have difficulties in relationships. And what was so funny about the conversation is that both of us had our points in regards to why one side seems to be misunderstood by the other. But through that conversation, I felt like I helped him see from my perspective how it seems like no matter what black women do, we can't seem to catch a break. And there seems to be more generalizations about black women. I guess in some ways I feel like we're often demonized when it comes to the relationships. When it comes to the reason why black men and black women don't get together, it has to do, so it seems like so much of the weight falls on the woman.
No, I was going to say, yeah, not only does it fall on the woman in the sense of she's the reason it didn't work, but the burden falls on her to fix it, to be
right.
to be the vehicle to fix it, to repair it. Oh, well, then it would work if you women fixed it.
Right, because look at how much, there's a whole market geared toward black women on how you can develop a relationship and get you a man. There is not nearly that much material in books or film or television that's geared toward black men saying this is how you can, you know, have a healthy relationship with a black woman.
Right, and it's true. I mean, but that's just the way that the media, unfortunately, for whatever reason, it's set up. Now, if I had to guess, because even when you look at magazines, you can look at Ebony or Essence, mm-hmm. especially mm-hmm. Essence. I mean, every time you look up, it's saying something about how to find a good man or most eligible bachelors and you know, how to snag him and da-da-da-da. But even when you look at television media, like CNN or things like that, and they talk about black women. I remember Soledad O'Brien did a special, and I think it was part of Black in America. I think it was a part of that whole little package. Mm-hmm. And one of the episodes was about why there's so many black women that are single,
mm-hmm.
and who will never be married. And I think they kind of referred that to the movie Something New.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were talking in the Soledad O'Brien special about how some black women have decided to date outside of their races, mm-hmm. outside of their race.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I think it works to pitch that in media is because it sells. Black women are going to go out and buy those magazines,
right.
because they want to know how they can snag a man.
Right.
And in the reality, media has created this whole animal that there's a shortage of black men, and it's perpetuated in the media.
Yes.
And so you have women that are scurrying about trying to find a black man,
mm-hmm.
you know? And
yeah.
I just think that, you know, the reality is, when I was in college, I think the demographics were like 8-1.
Mm-hmm.
Every girl, there was one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always been a shortage of men to women. And then when you're looking at other factors, like socioeconomic factors, like men who have gone to prison and men who perhaps may not make the amount of money that women make, mm-hmm. you know, there is going to be a disparity.